This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All your ears are belong to us.
Error Code 8 is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/8DAG.
Ah, and see, that's where I would normally come in. I like it. I was too busy listening to myself. On this episode of Error Code 8, we've got all kinds of news. We've been gone for a little while, so we're going to come back to you. We've come back in video. Woo! Yeah, if you're only listening to this on the website, I'm sorry, but you need to go to YouTube and see our pretty faces. So, no recap for today. Just stay tuned.
Warning. Error Code 8 in progress. Warning. Error Code 8 in progress. Error code 8 commencing.
Yay, and here we are, guys. We are back. I know we've been gone for a little while. We apologize. It was a very hectic holiday. Was it for you, Sam? I know your schedule's a little messed up.
Oh, yeah. Even though it looks like there's sunlight out and everything, this is the middle of my night. So suffice to say, I'm going through severe pains to be here, but I'm very happy to be here.
Oh, well, you look refreshed and, you know.
That, well, I'm sure.
You look fantastic.
Yeah. All I'm pretty sure by the end of this, all we're going to convince everybody is that you and I really do have faces for radio.
We really do. A couple people have asked me, hey, you know, why don't you do video on your podcast? This is why I don't do video on my podcast. Because my only, you know, for instance, just to look as cool as Sam, I got to have these. And I don't. So there's that. It is surprising, though, how many people think I look much different than I really do. So it happens.
That's more appropriate.
I should wear glasses like these all the time. They just float out in front of my face. Not on my face, to where I can do this. Ooh. You know, that's a cool album cover right there.
That is.
Don't steal my idea. That's what I thought. Anyway, so, to the news. Hopefully, we don't freeze up a whole lot. But, you know, bandwidth and such.
That's on both our ends?
Yeah. Because I'm trying to... I'm trying to do other things while I'm, you know.
I see.
The show at the same time. It's like I told you earlier. It's like a cat chasing a moth. I'm like this the whole time. And just no one gets to see that because we're not on video. So, first story. Freedom Pop. Freedom Pop has recently kind of been making a big deal about themselves. It's pretty nice. I heard about the company when they first started out, before they even released any products. What they are is a 4G pay-as-you-go service provider. They have several different... They're piggybacking on Clearwire's network. They have several different devices. They have like a USB key modem. They have a 4G case for the iPod Touch. They have something along the lines of like a MiFi or a Sprint Overdrive. They recently added in a new product... And that is the Freedom Pop Hub Burst. All right, and what this is it's a home router that uses Clearwire's 4G network to get you Freedom Pop service. Now, the big kicker with Freedom Pop has always been the low price, number one, and number two, things like being able to pay as you go, no contracts, that kind of stuff. Now, for about $10 a month, you can get 10 gigabytes of data usage, 4G speed, for, you know, however many computers are in your home network. For you can take it down, you can go pay-as-you-go per megabyte, and I think that ends up being about a half a penny each, so it's about $5 a gigabyte. I mean, if you're going to use enough, you might as well go ahead and get, you know, the full $10 a month. I mean, $10 a month for 10 gigabytes of four G speeds really truly is, you know, I mean, that's on par with most DSL carriers.
Easily.
Yeah. So, Freedom Pop has a website right now. You can go there and sign up. You can get any of their devices. They're pretty cheap. I believe the actual like MiFi overdrive router by itself is $100. I think it's $100 refundable deposit, I believe is what it is. The USB version is, I think, $50, and then the iPod case is also $100. So kudos to them.
Yeah, it's always sounded like an interesting service. Hopefully, in the future, with the Sprint clear issues going on right now, you know, they won't be impacted too greatly.
Hopefully. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, though, I mean, Clearwire's network's not as large as Sprint's. So if Sprint does decide to buy Clearwire, Freedom Pop might be in a much better position.
This is true.
You know, because Sprint doesn't, I don't believe Sprint offers a pay-as-you-go option for internet access.
Just through their prepaid carriers like Virgin Mobile.
Gotcha.
And it's, the Virgin Mobile's on par with every other prepaid USB stick. So,
gotcha.
Right now off the top of my head, I don't remember the prices. I just remember that it's about the same as T-Mobile and everybody else.
Yeah, so I wanted to use, get one of Freedom Pop's routers. My only problem is I have a hard time spending $100 on something when it just starts in an area that's about 30 miles from me. There's nothing around me, just 30 miles north is a giant 4G clear wire area. So, I don't know about that.
Right.
That's possibly the coolest Raspberry Pi case I've seen yet.
Where is it?
It's a banner ad, but it's 3D printed and it's really cool looking.
I gotta find this ad.
See, this is what you get. Normally, I wouldn't have said that. I would have muted myself.
Oh, is it over there? Is it the colorful one?
Yeah.
I found the ad.
Good stuff. Okay.
This is what we do in our spare time.
Yeah, exactly. And see, here's the thing. I'll probably leave the audio version of this podcast pretty close to exactly what you're watching right now, but I'm afraid you'll probably get a little extra, maybe even a little extra towards the end. Who knows? If we mess up, most of the time I cut it out of the audio podcast. I won't cut it out of the video. So it's like a DVD with extras.
Exactly. The incentive to watch the video is that you get to see the hilarious mistakes and shenanigans that happen behind the scenes.
True.
Like the drinking of water.
Yeah, you never get to see that because I mute myself normally. Or is that water?
I want to point that out. I'm just going to point everything out to the audio listeners, what's actually happening.
Hey, can you read my... you can't read that, can you?
No,
you
can't. Something 99% of being... And then there's a glare.
Yeah, it's 99% of being smart is knowing what you're dumb at.
Yeah. Nice.
It's my mantra. keeps me in line. Okay, next story. Australia has a blank media tax. Okay, or Austria. Sorry, Austria has a blank media tax, and it's quite possibly one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But oh well. So things like blank CDs. Blank hard drives, thumb drives, things like that. Things that give you storage have an extra tax lopped onto them. And, like I said, doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. The same body that does that, who wants that tax, is also levying to get a tax on things such as cloud storage. Now, while this has very, very little bearing on the U.S., because we've never had anything like this, and... I mean, how many people would put up with this, you know? What do you think about this, Sam? I mean, is it the end user's responsibility to pay the taxes on storage space they're using, or is it the company's responsibility to pay taxes on the storage space that they bought the hardware for? I mean, should it be a should you be able to tax software?
No. Not like this. Like, this is absolutely ridiculous. There's absolutely no reason consumers should be paying for a company losing to its competitors. That's all this is. Yay, the record industry and all the hard physical media industry is losing money because software vendors are now making the money. Software vendors are either choosing to charge a fee for it or offer it for free. So I do not understand why anyone is paying for a failed business model. People don't want that anymore. People are no longer buying that stuff. It's becoming obsolete. I never heard of the cassette tax or the Betamax tax or anything else like that. Doesn't exist.
That's very true. Like I said, this just really, truly, it's insane.
Yeah. You know? That is absolutely ridiculous.
And now, if something like this happened, you know, all the free, you know, 2 gigabytes free storage on Dropbox would completely go away because Dropbox isn't going to pick up the tab for that.
No, hands down, not at all. Now, and I really wouldn't expect it to be even one. You and I have talked about this before. The amount of free storage offered to consumers nowadays is generally more than they will ever use. SkyDrive, Google Drive. I don't know how they got away with having such close names, but I'm sure that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. You've got Dropbox, Box. I'm trying to think of those. I know there's more. You have, well, I guess arguably the iCloud is free in some warped, twisted way. You pay for it. You really do pay for that one.
Yeah, you kind of
but,
do.
You know, there's so much available to, you know, to everyone. It's so easy to link it all together that in reality, they can charge, they will more likely see them start charging for it once people start using it. Because you have to remember, the only reason people aren't, or that they aren't charging for it, is because people aren't really using it, which is keeping their server costs down, everything else like that. As we see a greater adoption to cloud storage, I expect the free stuff to go away anyway.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that might be where it's headed. You know, I mean, we have a lot of free storage, but free storage is getting smaller and smaller. Every time someone offers free storage, it seems like there's less to have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dropbox just recently got done with their great space race, and I think I got 8 gigs free for 2 years out of that. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
I am up to like 70 gigabytes of Dropbox storage, and I don't pay a thing. So, you know, but I don't use that. I mean, I use 2% of that.
Right. I use a mix between Google Drive and SkyDrive.
I am, I'm going to be a little predisposed here. I'm trying to tweet at the same time that I'm talking. It's not working. I'm putting out a tweet to see who wants to come and watch us live.
That's a good idea. I'm still half boycotting Twitter.
What?
Yeah, their new API thing is absolutely ridiculous.
Okay. That does kind of suck. But
yeah, I fully understand Twitter's point. They got to make money, and the developers were skirting the way Twitter makes money. At the same time, there was a much better way of doing it than crapping on the users.
That's true. But, you know, I mean, they started the, Twitter started their business with no real business plan in mind, I think.
No.
It just kind of fell on them.
You know? Right.
So. All right. So, next, because I'm done tweeting. Yay for me. This is something I would have thought, I mean, this would have happened a long time ago, but obviously it hasn't. 911 texting. Now, when we first heard this idea a while back, we immediately thought, why would you need to text 911? I'm sure all of you thought that. you know, if you think about it, all these movies, all right, I watch millions of movies. All the movies where the person's in the trunk or the closet or under the bed or blah, 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 in dark, scary space where the bad guys were outside of it. If you think about it, every single time, what do they get caught for? For talking on the phone saying, I'm here. So if they don't have to say, I'm here every time, then all they do is click, 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 done.
Yeah, see, now the movies are going to change.
Yeah, and they're going to super hearing, and they're going to hear the clicking of the keyboard. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a knock against non-touch devices.
If you just didn't have a BlackBerry, you wouldn't have got cut in half.
Exactly.
Anyway, so all the major carriers have agreed to by mid-2014, which, I mean, the world's going to end in a few days anyway. Who cares? I've been messing with that for, like, the last month. That's fantastic.
True, we have, like, 9 days left.
I know, right? You know what's even worse, though? Worse than any of that. A lot of people didn't think about this, but today is the absolute last repetitive date you will ever see. It is 12-12-12. That is the last repetitive date we'll ever have. Us, anyway. I mean, obviously, when you hit 3,000, it'll start over, but...
True.
Right?
Hmm.
Just thinking about it. I mean... But speaking of the Mayans, however, I know this is a little off topic of the texting 911 thing, but isn't it a little ironic that the Twinkie was supposed to survive until, you know, after the nuclear apocalypse, and yet the Twinkie goes away 3 months before the Mayans say the world's going to end? Hmm? I don't know. Well played, Mayans. Well played. So anyway, by mid-2014, all the major carriers have said that they will make it possible to text 911. In all honesty and all seriousness, this is a great thing, because I think, you know, if you can't talk, if something is happening where you don't, you know, you don't want to be loud, or, you know, if something happens, it's
you not, don't have a tongue.
Well, yeah, I mean, worst case scenario. anything that happens where you are unable to call 911, I think texting has become so universal that it makes sense for, you know, it makes sense for companies to be, or for these companies to support, you know, texting 911 instead.
It also helps out the deaf.
You know, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
And I
feel that might have been the common sense.
Yeah, I know.
Way right? to take.
Huh. I didn't even, man, I really, that just was completely
Yeah, because
gone.
With the advent of texting, the hard of hearing and deaf had a reason to get a phone, because before then it was relatively, you can't send, you know, Braille across a telephone line. So it's, you know, and then with a smartphones really made it to where people with disabilities had an actual chance to enjoy and use the device. So I definitely probably think it's not so much for those people who are trapped underneath the bed, and probably for the deaf.
True. We're going to take just a second, and we are going to do an ad. So I know what you told me earlier. If you need to go, you can go. I can handle this. I'm a big boy. And if you actually walk away, it's going to be pretty fun. Why, what are you drinking out of? That's a measuring cup. That's awesome. Fantastic.
I forgot I muted myself. Oh. I already beat you to the punch.
That's good.
Yeah, it's I have one cup of milk every morning.
Oh.
And I know exactly how much milk I have.
Okay. We'll go with that. It's for that beard, right?
That's how I keep it so healthy and vibrant.
Gotcha. It's vibrant. Okay, so our sponsor is, of course, Audible. We love you, Audible. We do. They're a great place to go for all your audiobook needs on the internet. They're pretty much the premier audiobook store. They have about 100,000 titles, more coming in every day. New releases, old releases. They're redoing a lot of audiobooks with the Audible Frontiers program, which is sci-fi and that kind of stuff. Really awesome stuff. If you have any kind of drive or anything like that, that you have to, you know, you drive, you work out, you drink a cup of milk every morning, you know, have an Audible while you have your cup of milk. Why not? So if you go to our special URL, it's audibletrial.com/8DAG, you can get a free month of Audible. Now, you're signing up for the gold plan, but for 1 month, you will be able to get all of the perks of an Audible, you know, an Audible customer, and you'll be able to get one free credit. Now, with that credit, you can buy any one credit book in the Audible store, which, let me tell you, is pretty much most of them. There are very few two credit books. But you get any credit, or you get any book, listen to it as much as you want for 30 days, and if you decide not to keep Audible, you can cancel it, which I don't think you will, but if you do, you can cancel it and keep the audiobook completely free of charge as our gift to you for trying audible.com. Like I said, Audible is fantastic. I read so many audiobooks. I've gotten to the point now where I don't buy regular books. I buy audiobooks. And then if I really like it, I'll buy an ebook. But who knows? So we tried to... un momento. Sam's muted himself, so he can glug, glug, glug away, and I can't. So... we tried to suggest an audiobook on every podcast. This week's audiobook is one that I just finished. I've read it before as a regular book. Now it's really a pretty good audiobook, and I decided to read it again. That's Blade Runner, otherwise known as Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Now, this one is actually called Blade Runner on Audible. It's unabridged. It's by Philip K. Dick, of course. The original story is, too. And it's narrated by Scott Brick. Now, I've never listened to Scott Brick before. So, pardon me, I got morning throat bad. So I wasn't sure how he was going to sound. It really is, I mean, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep is a very thoughtful story, is what I want to say. It's not all action and suspense. It makes you think instead. And it's a really good story, and I think everyone should read it at least once. So if you're looking for an Audible book, why not get this one? You know, the guy does different voices for different people. It really is truly getting a story told to you. It's a great way to do things. So go to audibletrial.com/8DAG. And I need to get cue cards for that, I think. And just 8DAG. You know, try out Audible for a month for free and get a free audiobook. And keep it for as long as you want. All right. So, next story. T-Mobile, one of my favorite cell phone companies. Pardon. That's better. See? I'd normally have to bleep that out, but...
Yep.
F it. We're doing it live. So, Audible... why am I going back to Audible? Hey, we have a viewer. I'm not sure who it is, but how you doing, viewer?
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. I'm sorry.
Right. Rule number one, be honest.
T-Mobile, which sounds like Audible, but it isn't.
It does, yeah. Has a weird rhyming scheme to it.
I know, right? I should probably not have put those in that order. So T-Mobile is going to be phasing out cell phone subsidies. Yay!
About time.
It's, yeah, the thing I hate the more than anything else in the world is a subsidy. And it's not that I hate them because of what they are, because, you know, I mean, it gets you a phone cheap, you know? I mean, that's helpful. I hate them because even after the 2-year contract is up, you're still paying the stupid thing, even though your phone is paid off. So people, you know, for instance, my parents, they've had the same cell phone plans for, I think we counted, almost 8 years. And they had the same phones for 8 years, too. So they were ridiculously, you know, out of date. And back then, the phone was like a $200 phone, base priced anyway. So they basically gave AT&T a whole bunch of free money.
Yep.
You know, so now T-Mobile has said that they are going to, they want to try to phase out cell phone subsidies in the general sense, where it's attached to your plan. And they're going to just have their value-added plans, which is the plans where you bring your own cell phone. They are going to allow you to buy a cell phone with, you know, basically an installment plan instead, to where you pay off the phone in installments, and here's the great part, whenever the phone is paid off, that payment stops completely. So your cell phone plan will go down after the phone's been paid off. Does this sound like something you want to get in on, Sam?
Considering that I buy all of my devices outright anyway, this is definitely something that I'm really happy to hear. I know it'll never happen to AT&T or Verizon, and more than likely will never come to Sprint. At the same time, once T-Mobile is done shifting their 3G services closer to AT&T's, and once all the roaming agreements are finalized and set in place and activated, I'll give T-Mobile a shot. I know right now their coverage in my area is less than adequate, but so is Sprint's. So I will gladly take the company that is doing the most for providing a fair deal to the consumer.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's... I've never liked subsidies. I hate them so much. I really do. You know, because... They add so much onto your cell phone plan. And the kicker is, this is going to mean that all of T-Mobile's plans are now going to be cheaper than everybody else's.
Hands down.
I can't wait. I've always wanted T-Mobile to do one thing. I wasn't sure what it was, but I wanted them to do that one thing that would skyrocket them.
At this point in time, this makes them the Nexus carrier for a reason.
It's true. It's very true. Now, if they could only lower the Nexus price down to the unlocked Google price.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Or at least close to it, not $200 more. So.
Anyway, hey, they've got them, though.
They do. They do.
You're paying $200 more to time travel your device.
Yeah, exactly. Because Google doesn't have any right now. So.
Yep.
Anyway. Another little bit of T-Mobile news. T-Mobile has been trying to get Apple products for a while. I mean, they were a GSM carrier, and now, you know, I totally thought T-Mobile would get the iPhone before Sprint and Verizon because of the difference in networks, the GSM compared to CDMA. However, now we're starting to realize that that's not what the deal is. So obviously something has been going on with T-Mobile where Apple just didn't want to give them to them, or they weren't able to come to some sort of an agreement or something like that. And so now T-Mobile has said that they are going to be selling iPhone or Apple products in 2013. So, yay! I think that will help them also quite a bit. Every carrier has improved. Whenever my dog is going insane.
My fish were too, but now they're just laying there.
I can hear them. But anyway, so this is good news. Like I said, this pairing with the non-subsidy thing, I mean, T-Mobile seems like they're making some pretty good decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, if they could expand their network to cover my area well, I would switch to them. I like them.
Mm-hmm. If this is obviously the consequences of a large sum of cash being dropped on them by AT&T, you know, from the failed buyout.
Yeah, that's true.
It's always strange. Like whenever a company has money and they invest it back into themselves, they get better for the consumer and everyone.
Wow, AT&T.
Yeah, learn the lesson.
What the hell?
Economics 101.
You know, I am really curious of who that viewer is.
Yeah, you should tweet. What's the at 8 Days a Geek?
I tweeted with my account, not with 8 Days a Geeks.
Okay, I will tweet you back. If you came from Twitter, viewer, tweet
that's
back.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll mention you on air.
I have a feeling I might know who it is, but because, you know, we have people that don't do anything in their everyday lives.
Oh, are you insulting the viewers?
No. All right. Anyway, so last story we have for you today. This is actually your story.
Yes.
So I'll let you go with it here.
Okay.
I've been talking a lot.
Well,
give you some time.
Okay. Microsoft has launched the Surface to mixed reviews that are, in general, it's selling well. However, it's only been available as of right now online and through the Microsoft stores that are open in various malls. Thankfully, due to the at least decent sales, or at least hitting the quotas that they wanted to hit, Microsoft is going to be rolling them out into standard retail chains. So for those of you who have seen the commercials but have had no way of actually getting out to look at one of these devices, you should be able to go to Staples, supposedly Best Buy, and a handful of other chains and actually get to have a hands-on and see what exactly is all new with Windows 8 and just how different it is. I think it will definitely help the adoption rate for Windows 8 if it can get out there and get in more people's hands so that they can see it's actually very, you know, intuitive.
Could you answer me this? Where is our closest Microsoft store?
I actually believe there's one in St. Louis.
Knows the answer to that question.
There's one in St. Louis in one of the malls.
Let's just Google Microsoft Store Locator. Hey, look at that. They have it. Kidding.
Well, of course they do.
Insert postal code. Yeah. There's one in the St. Louis Galleria.
That's it.
Wow. I didn't know that. I need to go to the Microsoft Store now. And maybe, you know, Sean Scott, one of our writers who writes the top 8 list most of the time, he's a huge Windows fan. We should just make a mandate and all go up there. And you and me, the two open source guys, can make fun of him while he drools over corporate plastic.
Exactly. I'll say this. I will give Microsoft props for making it interesting. I mean, I've not had any of the issues that people are talking about in regards to, oh, it feels like you're using two different things and all this other. It flows so naturally. If you view the desktop as an app in Windows 8, it flows so naturally. Especially once you get used to using the Windows key, it's absolutely insane. At the same time, I've already got Ubuntu dual booted on this.
I wondered how long it would
take. I've had it for a week.
It's kind of like when I bought a laptop, my last Windows laptop before I started on Mac, I'd actually gone to the store knowing that I was going to get a laptop. So I burned a copy of Windows XP on a disk on my way up there to where when I bought the laptop with Vista on it, I put XP on it on the way home because I hated Vista so much. So I wondered how long it would take you.
Yeah, it's actually... it has more to do with the fact that as of late, I've been dealing with a bit more programming and code and such. And as of right now, getting anything on Windows 8 for that kind of stuff costs money or is a pain. So Ubuntu is just, well, Linux has always just been a better development system anyway.
True.
And it's not pink. I have not figured out how to get rid of this pink.
Sam clicked pink on his theme settings and now can't figure out how to change it. So
yeah.
Why don't you tell the people where they can find, follow, and stalk you, and then they can actually send you directions on how to change from pink.
All right, well, give me 1 second about that because I'm going to figure out myself. It's been a while since I even looked at this. Samuel Briggs or Sam Briggs?
Cue cards.
Ah.
We're doing video. We're doing cue cards.
You can find, follow, and stalk me? at about.me/SamuelBriggs. There you go.
God, I love About Me. It's, yep. It makes telling all that stuff so much easier. By the way, I do want to mention, real quick, the camera switching on the Google Plus. It's impressive. It knows when I'm just making an offhanded comment and I don't need to be on camera, so it keeps you on there. I like that. Kudos, Google.
I don't understand.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
The camera switching. The fact that it's... Maybe it doesn't do it for you because I'm the one who started the Hangout, but I have a screen with my face, your face on the bottom, and a big screen on the top. The one on the top is actually what's, like, the center of attention. Whoever's loudest gets put up on the top, which means I spend a lot of screen time up there. But because of that, you know, like, if you say something right now.
Hello? Anything? Nope, mine doesn't change.
See, you went up on the main screen on mine. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's like we're professional enough to have a cameraman, but we don't.
Good. That makes me feel a lot better. Because, wait, how does the video work? Like, what is the output format of this? Is it you and then every once in a while me?
Well, no. What it should be is it should be the big screen, which is the focus. And that's whoever's talking. And then it'll have all the little screens below it showing everything we're doing at all times. So if you picked your nose, I'm sorry, buddy, but you're on the internet picking your nose. So, but anyway, if you'd like to find, follow, and stalk me, my Twitter handle is @PenOfDoom. My email address is jesse@8daisygeek.com. And you can go to about.me/JesseMiller to find out everything about me. Oh, yeah. By the way, I do that little smile every time I say it, too.
And it's always creepy.
It is. It is. But no one was able to see it until now. No one knew all my crazy little mannerisms. And now I'm going to be a freaking whack job on the internet because everyone can actually see me. And then all the podcast creepies who are swooning over me are like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
We do have to figure out glare on glasses.
Oh, see, you have to figure out glare on glasses. I've got mine figured out.
Oh, I couldn't get mine to work earlier.
You know, I wonder if I could do this. Hold on. Let me... Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Boom, baby.
Let's see here.
You can probably do this one, too. Oh! By the way, for the audio listeners, we're totally messing with the visual effects on Google Plus. That's nice. Yeah. Do you have an eyebrow going? Oh, an eye patch. You are an unfortunate person. You have a monocle on one eye and an eye patch on the other.
It happens.
Yeah, well, you know. Just don't hit that little randomize thing, because if you randomize, you get stuff like this. A little messed up. Yeah, see, we could sit here and play with these for hours, and none of the audio listeners know what we're doing. Oh, God. So, yeah. Yeah, this is your incentive to actually go to YouTube and watch the video, is because you'll get to see all the craziness. Your beard actually matches the dog face. Nice mohawk. You'll get to see all the craziness as we do it. We will start tweeting. If you follow my account, you'll actually be able to see. I'm going to tweet, and I'll try to tweet with the 8 Days Geek tag whenever I possibly can. I'll try to figure out a hashtag, and I'll broadcast it as much as I can. And we'll use that to kind of tell you guys when we're recording, because we don't have a 100%, you know, Bozo is creeping me out.
I don't know how you get rid of it.
Hit remove all effects down at the bottom of the window.
Okay.
But
try to close that out.
We don't have a set recording date, although we try. So, you know, it's usually Wednesdays, but we'll see. I'll tweet out and we'll go nuts on Twitter, you know, a couple hours before everything happens. So.
Well. And my schedule will be changing again
Yay!
In January.
Great.
So, I should be going to 6:30 to 3.
Goody. Well, yep. We'll figure that out.
Well, it opens up the nighttime again.
True. Which, so, more people might view it during the night.
Exactly.
Because more people are home. Not all losers have Wednesdays off like me. So, anyway, if you'd like to text us or leave a voicemail, I'm going to put this right here so it looks like I'm looking in the camera and not looking at my business card to remember the number. The number is 754-273-6397. 754-273-6397.
You could see it, the reflection of your glasses anyway.
Yeah, I know. And it's backwards if I hold it up, because I did that earlier, remember? I tried to hold it up to see if I could do it.
Yep.
But it's completely backwards. So, yeah, that's my business card, by the way. If anyone got any of these, keep them. They might be worth something one day when I'm rich and famous. So, thanks for listening, and thanks for watching. And viewer number one, I like your style. Keep it slinky. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. Join us next week. Hopefully we're going to be doing this video thing all the time. So, especially now that Sam has his new fan-dangled Windows 8 computer.
Yay!
All right, guys. See you next week. Sam?
Later.
Say goodbye to the beautiful people.
Oh, goodbye to the beautiful people.
Warning. Error code 8 in progress. Warning. Error code 8 in progress. Error code 8 subsided.